I'm Kenny, and you've been listening to Outsources, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
It is 7 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it's time for the Opera Box. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, on this gloomy gray night, my playlist is dedicated to Halloween, with ghosts, vampires, demons, and witches, such as the witch from Hansel and Gretel. And we're going to hear hair-raising characters from Wagner, Thomas, Weber, and Merschner. Keep the lights on for this one. And join me here in the Opera Box. In Hansel and Gretel, captures the two children who were lost in the woods and smacks her lips at the prospect of cooking and eating them. That's from Hansel and Gretel by the German composer Engelbert Humperdinck. We heard Christa Ludwig as the witch with Kurt Eichhorn conducting the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. And we're just 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You are in the Opera Box at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, I have a playlist of, I guess you could call it the adult version of fairy tales. Last month, I had a playlist of fairy tale opera scenes. Tonight, it's hair-raising ghosts and demons and vampires in honor of Halloween later this month. Of course, one of the most famous ghosts in any art form is the ghost of the King of Denmark, also known as Hamlet's father. I am sure many of you know the story. Hamlet's father died, and Hamlet's uncle married his mother and became the king of Denmark. Hamlet's friends have seen his father's ghosts during the castle night watch. And in this scene, Hamlet goes to the ramparts the next day, and as the clock strikes, the ghost appears. The ghost describes how he was murdered by his own brother, and he makes Hamlet swear to avenge his death, but spare his mother Gertrude. Hamlet is very moved, and in a stirring conclusion, vows to avenge the murder. Écoute-moi, hear me. The ghost of Hamlet's murdered father appears to him, demanding revenge, and Hamlet swears he will. From Act One of Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas. We heard in that recording Thomas Hampson tenor as Hamlet and Samuel Raimi bass as his father, the ghost. Antonio de Almeida conducted the London Philharmonic. And we're looking at 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel here at KGNU. And I've got a playlist of operatic ghosts and demons to get us ready for Halloween. Now, this next scene is one of the truly spooky scenes from opera, and it was written almost 200 years ago. Der Freischütz by Carl Maria von Weber. Freischütz roughly means free shooter, someone who can will bullets to go wherever they want. The story is about the battle between good and evil, and evil gains the upper hand. The hero, a peasant forester in love, succumbs to temptation. Good will eventually triumph thanks to the intervention of wise elders. Now, Max, the tenor, has agreed to go to the Wolf's Glen at midnight to meet Kaspar. Kaspar will make free bullets for Max so that Max can win the marksman contest the next day. If Max wins, he will be allowed to marry his sweetheart, Agata. But he does not know it will cost him his soul. Now, Kaspar, the baritone, is in league with the devil, who appears as Samuel the Wild Huntsman. It's a terrifying woodland glen. An owl is perched in a gnarled tree. Silhouetted against the moon, cadaverous-looking creatures creep among the rocks. Crows sit on decaying trees. Clouds race violently across the sky. Amid this ominous scene, Kaspar is laying a circle of stones around a skull. He has a small fire and a cauldron with a mold for making bullets. The unearthly voices of invisible spirits chant about blood and sacrifice. And when a distant clock strikes 12, Samuel appears, just visible in the shadows. Kaspar begins a strange ritual, thrusting a hunting knife into the skull, raising it while repeating Samuel's name 3 times. They will make 7 bullets. 6 will go where Max wants them to. But unknown to the frightened Max, the 7th will go where Samuel wants it to. Max and Kaspar huddle around the fire as Kaspar puts ingredients into the cauldron. Lead, mercury, broken glass from a church window, right eye of hoopoe, left eye of lynx. He whispers a spell as he mixes the ingredients and the pot begins to glow. He then pours the molten ingredients into the mold. After the first one hardens, Kaspar drops it into a pan, uttering Samuel's name, and he begins to count, yelling, Eins! One! His voice echoes throughout the glen as he counts each bullet. Crows swarm. Clouds sweep across the room. Invisible galloping can be heard. With each bullet, the storm builds, and it's more and more violent, so that eventually, at the 7th bullet, both are blown to the ground. Max himself calls out to Samuel, and Samuel replies in his icy voice, Here I am. Max falls to the ground, and Samuel disappears. Suddenly, all is calm and quiet. The distant clock strikes 1, and Max staggers to his feet.
Kommst du endlich, Kamerad? Ist das auch recht, mich so allein zu lassen? Siehst du nicht, wie mir sauer wird?
Ich schoss den Adler aus hoher Luft,
Schicksal. Die Zeit eilt,
ich kann nicht hinab.
Hasenherz, klimmst ja sonst wie eine Gänse.
Sieh dorthin, sieh!
Deiner feigen Torheit erkennst.
Agathe, sie springen den Fluss hinab, hinab, ich muss.
Hier bin ich. Was habe ich zu tun?
Zuerst trink einmal. Die Nachtluft ist kühl und feucht. Was du auch hören und sehen magst, verhalte dich ruhig. Käme vielleicht ein Unbekannter uns zu helfen. Was kümmert's dich?
Wie wird das enden?
Nicht ohne Widerstand schenken verborgene Naturen den Sterblichen ihre Schätze. Nur wenn du mich selbst in Not siehst, dann komm mir zu Hilfe und rufe, was ich rufen werde. Sonst sind wir beide verloren. Die Augenblicke sind kostbar. Merk auf, damit du die Kunst lernst. Hier erst das Blei. Etwas gestoßenes Glas von zerbrochenen Kirchenfenstern. Das findet sich. Etwas Quecksilber. Drei Kugeln, die schon einmal getroffen. Das rechte Auge eines Wiederhopfs. Das linke eines Luchses. Probatum est. Und nun den Kugelsegen. Schütze, der im Dunkeln wacht. Samuel, Samuel, hab Acht. Steh mir bei in dieser Nacht, bis der Zauber ist vollbracht. Salbe mir so Kraut als Blei. Segne es 7, 9 und 3. Dass die Kugel tüchtig sei. Samuel! Samuel! Herbei! Zwei!
Zwei!
Musik
Kaspar creates magic bullets for Max with the help of the devil himself. The Wolf's Glen scene from Der Freischütz, music of Carl Maria von Weber. And that recording we heard tenor Peter Schreier as Max and baritone Theo Adam as Kaspar. We also heard the speaking voice of Gerhard Paul as Samuel the devil. Carlos Kleiber conducted the Dresden State Orchestra. When we come back, we will be visited by a vampire.
Our 40 Years and 40 Weeks project, where we took a look back at all 40 years of KGNU's existence, has come to an end. But the fun isn't over. Join me, Indra.
And me, Sean.
For a special afternoon sound alternative from noon to 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th, where we will take a look back at what was actually at the top of KGNU's playlist throughout the years.
That's right. We've been digging through the archives and are going to put together a program of music featuring only the number one albums at KGNU, from the station's early beginnings to our DJ's favorite picks right now.
This show will be in support of our fall fun drive, so mark your calendars for the afternoon sound alternative from noon to 3 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th.
We'll see you there and here on KGNU.
Right now, it's about 26 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with host Ron Nadell. Tonight, my playlist is operatic scenes specifically selected to prepare us for Halloween. And so our next operatic demon is a vampire. The romantic composer Heinrich Marschner should be better known than he is. He represents the link between Weber, whom we just heard, and Wagner, whom we will hear. This opera influenced Wagner in his opera, The Flying Dutchman. Now, in Marschner's opera, Der Vampir, the vampire is Scottish Lord Riven. He's under the power of the devil, known as the Vampire Master. When the opera opens, Riven is told by the Vampire Master that he has one day to find and sacrifice three virgins. If he does, he'll be allowed to walk the earth for another year. If he does not, he'll be taken into hell. And in this scene from Act One, Riven anxiously prepares for his first victim, Janta. And at the end, she arrives and innocently follows him into a cave.
Ganzen Tag, überlang ist diese Zeit. Zwei Opfer sind wir schon geweiht, und das dritte. Ist leicht gefunden. Wie soll verlorene Lippen, schmanche zu lieben. Und wenn der brennende Durst in dich steht, und wenn das Blut wie im Herzen entfällt, und wenn sich Töne wollen entsetzen,
aus dem Dunkel naht eine Gestalt. Ja, Sie ist es. Jante. Mein erstes Opfer. Jante!
Mein Geliebter.
Meine süße Jante. Endlich kommst du.
Ich konnte erst nach Mitternacht das Haus verlassen. Die Eltern und das Gesinde waren mit den Vorbereitungen zum festlichen Empfang von Lord Mercy bis in die Nacht hinein beschäftigt. Morgen mit dem Frühesten schon soll er eintreffen.
Mercy? Der dir von deinem Vater bestimmte Bräutigam?
Ja.
Auf, lass uns fliehen, wenn du mich wirklich liebst.
Mein Herz ist dein. Warum nur hast du mir verboten, meinem Vater unsere Liebe zu entdecken? Er hätte mir gewiss verziehen und unseren Bund gesegnet.
Niemals. Niemals hätte er eingewilligt, ist er doch ein geschworener Feind meines Hauses.
Du verkennst ihn. Die Liebe zu mir, seiner einzigen Tochter, hätte ihn den alten Hass vergessen lassen.
Du zögerst, mir zu folgen? Jante!
Nein! Nur der Gedanke, die Eltern heimlich zu verlassen, presst mir das Herz zusammen.
The innocent Janta follows Lord Riven the vampire into a nearby cave. This is from Der Vampir, music of Heinrich Mersner. We heard Roland Herrmann as Lord Riven the vampire and the voice of Jane Marsh as Janta. I'm going to conclude my operatic Fright Night with one of the most famous from Wagner's Flying Dutchman. This opera was directly influenced by Mersner's Vampire. Now, most of you know the story. The Dutchman is the captain of a ghost ship. For blaspheming against God during a stormy voyage, he and his crew are damned, forced to sail the seas endlessly, allowed to land only once in 7 years. Not dead and not alive, they may be redeemed if the Dutchman earns the love of a pure woman. In this scene from Act 3, the Dutchman and his crew are in a port in Norway. The crew of a Norwegian ship is anchored in a cove alongside his ship. It's dark, seemingly uninhabited, with blood-red sails. Girls bring food and drink to the Norwegians, and they all sing and carouse loudly. Then, drunken, they call to the crew of the dark ship, "Come drink with us." But it is gloomily silent. They dance drunkenly and laugh, calling out louder and louder to the silent, dark ship. Abruptly, the waters around the dark ship begin to surge and the sails billow, but everywhere else it is calm. Awakened, the ghost crew of the Flying Dutchman sings a terrifying chanty. They don't fear storms or wreckage. The devil has promised to protect them. Laughing at first, the Norwegians become nervous and terrified. Crossing themselves, they go down below decks.
Thank you.
wieder füllen. Im Nachbar liefert uns den Traum.
Steuermann, lass die Macht, Steuermann, gehe zu uns.
The spooky shanty of the Flying Dutchman's ghost crew terrorizes the crew of the Norwegian ship, from Richard Wagner's Flying Dutchman. And we heard a young Fritz Wunderlich as tenor, as the Norwegian steerman. Franz Konvischny conducted the German opera Berlin Orchestra and Chorus. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadel. I want to thank you for joining me this evening in our program of operatic scenes primed for Halloween. I hope you have a good and safe Halloween later this month as well. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday. I'll continue to be your host, and the scary stories will continue.
Who else can claim he messed with James Brown's perfect hair, counted piles of cash with Aretha Franklin in her hotel room, cured a dying sparrow with Joan Baez, and got bamboozled by Chuck Berry? Kenny Weisberg's career in radio journalism and concert promotion spans nearly 50 years. A former Boulderite, he was one of the co-founders of KGNU 40 years ago. Listen to his fascinating rock and roll stories on the Morning Sound Alternative with me, Ginger Perry, on Monday, October 15th, 9:30 to noon, for a very special fun drive show here on KGNU.
It's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and it's time for A Classic Monday. Well, good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel, and I want to tell you a story. Well, I want to play you a few stories. And so tonight, I'm continuing my program series of classical music based on some kind of unspoken narrative. Stories, scenes, animals, nature. And tonight's stories are all inspired by Halloween, such as Franz Liszt's transcription of Schubert's song, The Fairy King. And I've got ghoulish musical forays tonight by Rachmaninoff, Mussorgsky, Saint-Saëns, Liszt, Dvorak, and more. Keep those lights on and join me for A Classic Monday.